You kind of touched on that, how it was a sheep economy. But I mean, could you kind of explain that a
All
little bit
right,
more and how important, because
the sheep-based economy was sheep was a considered like a like stored wealth that's being regenerated all the time. And you got monetary value for selling like your lambs. That'll be like every spring or like the fall, depending on when you lamb. Then also you get like money for or like bartering power or trading power with your wool, like the wool that you shear. And the price of wool has really gone down, so that's kind of like detrimental for people, like cutting their doing their shearing now. So a lot of people, they end up just discarding their wool instead of reselling them. And what I try to do is with the wool that I produce, because I raise Navajo churros, they're all different colors. They're like light brown, chocolate brown, dark brown, grays, blacks, whites, and they're all different mixture of colors. And what I've been doing is every time I shear my sheep, I've been donating my wool to different weaving organizations, different weaving societies. And I try to have them produce rugs, of hand spun, hand woven Navajo rugs. And for me, I could make money off my sheep business, but I don't. My feeling is that with the wool, I give other people an opportunity to make their own. They provide for themselves. If they're willing to use that wool to clean it, to card it, to spin it, to actually make a loom and make a rug out of it, and then I don't mind. I don't ask for any kind of commission or anything like that, even though it's my wool. And then some weavers, I give them my wool, and I tell them, all right, do this for me, and then they'll produce a rug for me, and then give it back to me, and then I'll buy it off of them, even though it was my own wool, and then I'll buy that wool or rug off of them. And then like the sheep too, there's a big need for Navajo churros these days. People are getting back into it. Like I said, it was the original sheep here for over like 250 to 300 years before the arrival of the Rambouillets and the Colombians that the Anglos brought in. So prior to that, it was nothing but churros, and when they brought them in, they started interbreeding with the Rambouillets and churros, and that's how they got the Navajo churro. And it almost went down due to the long walk, and there's like two stock reductions. And so back in the late 70s, Utah State, there's some people that noticed from Utah State University that they've noticed that there's a different looking sheep out here. So they start cruising around the res, and they found all these different churros, and they started buying different herds from different people and different families. And so they essentially brought back the breed, to their numbers, to what we have today. And but some Navajos have always still retained the flocks and like churros in their in their flock from the old days. And so I meet a lot of families that they're poor, really poor. They can't afford these churros. And when they ask people like they're into the business, they're into the churro business, like the Navajo Churro Society and stuff like that. Like they ask for rams that are like $200 to $400, and then like these ewes, the females, they'll ask like $100, $125, $150, which is I think is outrageous for for an elderly to pay that price. So what I did was I started raising a whole bunch of them, and then I started giving them out for free. And I used to set up these families that were interested in using the wool and also interested in reacquiring the churro sheep. And I would set them up, depending on the family, I would set them up anywhere between like six females and maybe one or two rams per family, all the way up to like 20 head at one time. So up to date, I've given away about 160 head of sheep for free. And that's just to help out people to restart their herd, and also to help reintroduce the churro to the Navajo people. Mm-hmm. You know, because I think that I think it has a really colorful history, and it's just the breed is really colorful, and that's my way of promoting it. You know, just to help people out with it. And the reason why I do that is it's probably a concept that's probably pretty common in all different nationalities, different societies. In our society, there's a teaching that we have in what we call Hajjonji, the beauty way teachings. And there's a part of it that we call Sess, and there's four principles. Sess is one principle that means people interpret it as like assurance, but it's one word that has a lot of different meanings. It's when you give of yourself, your time, your money, to help out others that are in need, or help out others that are not as well off as you are. And also just to improve the other people's lifestyles or health. And they say it's the hardest thing to practice, because you're actually giving away things that are your possessions that you don't want to give away. You know, people are naturally pretty stingy and pretty possessive, you know, really, really materialistic of things that they have. And they want to give away like a $400 coral necklace or something like that, you know, because, you know, they don't want to do that, you know. It's just too, they're too possessive. And I've done that in the past, and I've given away jewelry, sheep, rugs, and so it's just, you know, it's not only a, in return, it's a blessing for me. It's like good karma. And that's part of the old teaching that Navajos used to teach that way, but we don't follow it that much anymore. You know, we're more in tune with the Anglo society and how Anglos have their society based on money, how they have their society based on having possessive material things. And instead of helping out your neighbors, you know, you're helping out your friends, your family, your neighbors, people that are in need, and helping to improve them, you know, they don't really do that. It also provides a good feeling for you, you know, like as a person, you know, to help out others. And besides that, you know, like, you acquire so much wealth, but you're not going to take a single penny with it. And once you go pass on and go on to the next world, you're not going to take a single penny with you, so, you know, you might as well give away some of your possessions while you're down here.
that's really cool. And I wanted to ask about, because you had kind of talked about the cattle, like how things mm-hmm. have gone from sheep to cattle, and, can you explain that progression, and why it happened, what that process was, and why things are going more to cattle?
Yeah, I said that about 15 years ago, things started to move more towards like a cattle-based economy. The thing with the cattle is the reason why people shifted that way was because sheep, it takes so much time to work with sheep. You have to be there every day. You have to feed them. You have to take them out, herd them sheep. Like, you have to herd them out in the open, out on the range. Then they have to provide water for them, and then when they calve too, when they lamb, you have to spend a lot of time with them lambing, like when during lamb season, just to ensure that their lambs are, you know, they get up on their feet, they get their first mount, and they survive from there. Mm-hmm. And you got to monitor them, for each sheep, you got to monitor them for at least 4 or 5 days before, you know, you're confident enough that they're well on their own. And so it's just the amount of time that's required to care for sheep, I think, was really the factor that caused people to shift on over to cattle. Because with cattle, you know, you can just let them out in the range, and you only check on them once or twice a week, just to make sure they got their water, and you have their check on their windmills, and you might want to supplement their feed once in a while, you know, take a couple bales of hay, or, you know, it's not a whole lot of work other than during branding and during Roundup time, when you have to administer their vaccination or their vitamins or their shots, and then also at the same time you do your branding, and also maybe you might want to do your spraying at the same time, you know. So all that stuff can be done in one day rather than spending every day on that, on like on sheep, the way you do on sheep. And then also, I think the price is also probably another factor, because of the like with one cattle, you can probably, depending on the cow, you know, if it's really fat and really nice, you can get them like for upwards of $600, $800, like for a really nice heifer or like a really nice female cow. And but with sheep, you probably only get like maybe at the market on a fat sheep, you'll probably get like $80 to $100 per sheep. So the price of them are, you know, there's quite a bit difference there as well. So I think it's mainly just the time that it takes to care for sheep, and the time it takes to care for cattle. You know, the just in comparison, I think that's why a lot of people shifted on over that way. Mm-hmm. And one thing too is it's really hard to find really good sheep herders these days. Like family members, like large families in the past, that they'll have like all these little like cousins and nephews and nieces. You know, they'll have like one family, large family will live together in like several different home sites, and they'll have like one communal herd, and everybody will participate in taking care of the flock, and they'll take turns, like the little kids will all go out and herd sheep at one time. But even the adults, they'll go out and herd sheep as well. But a lot of the adults these days are out looking for work now. You know, they're out either in Shiprock or like Farmington or some of these border towns looking for work. And then like some of the kids, they're not really encouraged to herd sheep anymore, because so they're more in tune to like playing basketball or skating, or like you know, just hanging around at home playing video games. And so it's really hard to get like kids to get out there to actually herd sheep anymore. But there's some that still do. You know, there's a good number that still go out and like, especially horses. Horses were really popular. But sheep is a little bit more work, and you know, it's so maybe that's why a lot of that stuff changed like that.